Alpine ensemble with round leaf alum root, Euchira cylindrica, at Bowhunter Pass, with a view to the west. This is rugged, pathless land, in the center of the high South Wallawas. I like to call this crossing Bowhunter Pass, for the shape of the ridgeline when seen from a distance. To come upon such a well-established little rock garden at this altitude, about 2,500 meters, in country that's only snow-free but 2 or 3 months of the year, is for me always something of a miracle. The root meaning of our word heart, coming from the Latin ars, is to fit. Something made to fit. So we can see in a high alpine niche or nest, such as the one pictured above here, a wonderful ensemble of fitting together. Notice how growth, other than the flowering petiole standing erect to the sun, stays tightly clustered and close to the ground. It's a good way to deal with wind, intensely desiccating summer heat, and the nighttime cold. Alpine geometry. Horizontal lines of water, vertical lines of trees. Everything else, fractals in between. Far away from home, from fireweed poems. A radio plays in the empty kitchen. Wind dies, opening to the west. A gaze, motionless, longing for distance. In the background, a keyboard's thin electric sound, its bass firmly rooted in the past. But higher, 5 fingers feeling nervously about, far away from home. A gold ring stuck on water-soaked hands rolls out that evening through a crack in the door. At night, in thought's house, a question walks from street to street, alone. It asks, which way to the river, to the other side? But no one seems to know. There isn't a bridge. There isn't even any water about. And so, even the richest of sounds is so easily lost, finding no echo, no willing ears, no smooth surface upon which to spread its waves.